Hey guys, welcome to the Stable Equestrian. I'm here recording another episode. I haven't done this for a little bit. I don't often get a quiet room to myself, so I'm gonna make the most of it since I have one, other than the dog and the cat running around. So you might hear them as well. But I noticed that my most popular episodes are all my jumping episodes, all the ones when I'm talking about bad habits and how to fix them and things like that. So I thought I'd do another jumping based video. And the other one videos that do really well that you guys seem interested in is my confidence videos. So I thought I'd do a bit of both in how to increase confidence when you're jumping. I struggle a lot with confidence when jumping. I had a really bad accident jumping when I was younger. And that still kind of carried through and kind of goes up and down in my confidence levels. So I work with it a lot myself. And I also have a lot of students who are quite unconfident when it comes to jumping, especially. And I've got students through it. Obviously, that confidence doesn't always disappear. Sometimes it does. Sometimes being unconfident increases a lot very quickly and we can work through it. Other times, a lot of these kids have to keep pushing. All these adults have to keep pushing through it every single time they ride, but they do it and it slowly gets better and better. And so I want to talk about it in both points of view. These exercises and stuff can be taken in for coaches to do with their students or for you to do them yourself to help you. My number one is something that you've probably heard before. Positive thinking. It's really, really easy to get into what's going to happen, this could happen, this could happen. Really, really easy. You might do it when you're riding, you might do it when you see a jump, you might do it while you're sitting there planning your ride. You might do it at any time. People's confidence issues comes out in different circumstances. Your confidence issues might just be in the paddock, might just be at shows. Mine is just at the paddock when I'm at shows. It's definitely not as bad. I definitely have a little bit of a boost of confidence out there when I'm competing. So, for at home exercises, number one, positive thinking. Don't let your brain latch on to those negative thoughts and turn them around. It's really hard to go, oh, don't think about it, because you're going to think about it if you do that. Instead, focus on your opposite thoughts. Go, oh, what if we do this? How nice is the feeling when you jump? How nice is your horse's feeling when they jump? How happy are you when you get around a course of a certain height? How happy are you when you jump an oxer or a straight bar and get that feeling of air time over it? And all the good things. When you get a really, really good approach, how does that feel? And put that focus into all the positive things. With positive thinking, that can help in all circumstances. It can help with getting a good cairns transition. It can help with anything. If you practice it in your head, if you think of your rounds and you think of them going super well and getting your distances right and correcting right and fixing everything right, that will help in the long run because your brain is going to be more used to doing it right and is going to be used to doing it that way, even though you were doing it in your head. I hope that kind of makes sense. You can look up about positive thinking and how that can help practicing and in sports and stuff. It is a really big help, really easy to do the opposite and do your negative thinking, but that does the same thing but the opposite way. That downs the confidence, that means that your brain is, you are more used to doing it wrong, and that's what you're going to expect rather than expecting it to go right. Okay, actual exercises. So, number one, if you can jump a decent amount. And when I say that, I'm not talking about over jumping your horse. Don't go and jump every single day. And for some of you, this won't apply because maybe you're only unconfident when it gets up the heights. And so this is a little bit different. But if you are nervous every single time a jump comes up, have a jump up whenever you ride so that it's there. And maybe every three rides a week, you pop over it. When I say that, I'm not talking about jumping your horse a lot in a week. I'm talking about popping over a very small jump once in the middle of your ride. Not a big deal. Pop over it. That's it. Get on with the rest of your ride. That end. Make it not an ordeal. Make it something that you just decide to do and go over, and that's that. For some of you, doing it spontaneously is helpful. For some of you, planning it's going to be more helpful. If you are the type to worry and worry and worry about planning it, do it spontaneously and slowly merge into planning, because you want that nervousness with planning to go away as well, so you can't avoid the planning forever. But don't make rides where you are fully focused on jumping if it makes you nervous, because that's going to portray onto your horse. So have a few rides where you go, I'm going to pop over this little 50 centimeter jump, or 30 centimeter, or 40 centimeter, or maybe it's a 16. You're just popping over it once in a ride. And then some rides you might decide to do more. And obviously, I don't encourage over jumping your horse. Don't jump them every single day, lots and lots and lots. But for your benefit, popping over a small jump most rides once is not harmful and is going to do you more good, because it makes jumping less of a big deal. Some people's confidence rises and falls with what they're doing. I know a lot of people who find courses and grids much easier than a single jump. And so if you're doing the jumping in a ride during a week quite a few times, like we just talked about, then grids and courses don't work as much, because that's more jumps. Obviously, you can't do that four times a week, because that's too much jumping for your horse. But also, if you're riding more than one horse, spread it out so you don't have one day of just jumping, so you can jump most days because you're riding a few different horses. And the other thing that is really important when it comes down to this confidence is figuring out what makes it worse, what makes it better, so that you can work around it. So For example, I have a friend who is much more confident when it comes to grids, and the reason for that is because you focus on that first jump. So especially when that jump's small, you focus on that first jump. You focus on getting over that first jump. Then your horse is in a flow, and it usually goes down that grid pretty easily. And by the end of it, you're like, oh, right, we just jumped that jump, and that was bigger. And your brain didn't really register the fact that you're going down a grid where that end jump is a lot bigger. Or you've just jumped a whole bunch of jumps that are the height that makes you a little bit nervous. Now, not all brains work like that. Some of us just focus on that further on jump, the highest one, we get all nervous, and we ride the first jump just like we would the nervous one. And so that doesn't work as well. But for a lot of people, having that course where you aren't just focused on the jump, where you're focused on your canter, you're focused on your pace and all that, that can really, really help. When you're doing your single jumps a few times a week to help make it not such a big deal, don't focus on the actual jump. Focus on the approach. Focus on your striding. Focus on your rhythm and your position, and find something else to focus on. I have yet to meet a rider who that doesn't help. We're focusing on something other than just getting over the jump, because that's most people's issues, is the fact that we just focus on getting over the jump. Is the horse going to stop? Is it going to go out? Is it going to leap it? Is it going to do all of these things? And if you focus on those little things, if you focus on, okay, I need to sit up, and I need to put my heels down, and I need to keep this canter, and I'm going to count into it, and I want a nice stride, and all of these things, suddenly, actually getting over the jump and stuff is the last thought on your mind, because you're so focused on everything else. And that's a big help. For coaches and for people who want actual exercises, I highly suggest doing stuff that makes you think, and finding out whether the issue is height, whether it's certain types of jumps, and maybe it's both. So, for example, if it's oxes and it's height, make small oxes and merge them into grids where the first jump is an easy jump, one that they find really, really nice and easy. And then that ox is maybe in the middle, and then afterwards is another one that they find really, really easy. So it's something in the middle that they have to get over to do that first one and that last one, and a little bit easier to focus on the ones that they feel more comfortable with, especially when you don't push both at the same time. Doing, if they're nervous of high jumps and of oxes, and you put a high oxer in their course, it's double the nerves. It's going to make their life way harder. And it's really important that we push these boundaries slowly for a coach to a student and students themselves. It's really important that we keep that trust, and whether that's trust with ourselves or trust with a student, that the student still trusts us, that's really important. Don't get me wrong, we're all going to make mistakes. You are going to do a jump that you are pushing yourself for, and something might go wrong, but that can happen whether you're pushing yourself or not. That can happen at any point, and if we focus on that, then we won't want to do anything. That can happen when we walk down the street and we fall over onto the concrete. We can't hide away from everything that might go wrong. And jumping is one of those things where there's a lot to think about, but having confidence is really important, and it's really important to build that. And building that can be slow. Do it slowly. Don't push the heights if you don't need to. Get comfortable at a height before you push it. Get comfortable with all the different types of jumps before you push it. Figure out where you're most comfortable. Maybe you're most comfortable at a show, right? But you're struggling to push the heights. So go to a show, do the round of the height that you're comfortable in, and figure out whether the warm-up ring is a same sort of deal. If you pop over a jump that's bigger in the warm-up ring, do you keep that sort of confidence? Maybe see if there's any shows around you that do ones with joker fences and stuff. That is higher. It's only one jump, it's not a whole course, and it's higher than the course you just did. And so it might be above that little bit of comfort level, but you know you're capable, and go do those because you have that show confidence. At home, if your nerves come out at shows and at home you're pretty good, practice doing everything you would at a show. And when you go to shows, you can go way lower than you're doing at home. You might be doing 80 courses at home, and at a show you go and do your 50. But remember that for some, height's not an issue. Height may not be an issue, and you can jump 50 and you can jump a meter, and that really doesn't matter. But maybe your issue is a certain type of jump. Maybe your issue, which we haven't touched on yet, is a certain horse. And maybe it's because you had an incident on that horse. Maybe it's because the horse is a bit different to ride. For some, it's the slow horses. For some, it's the fast horses. For some, it's the horses that have a habit of stopping or veering out. Number one, look at that issue and decide whether you want to deal with that or not. And if you want to deal with that and you want to work with it, not everyone gets a choice of that. Some people have this horse, they can't afford another horse, they can't sell this horse, so they're a little bit stuck. And if we want to work with this horse, with this issue, we get to the bottom of this issue. And the first thing you do is do exercises to help that. And while you're doing exercises to help that and get to the bottom of the issue, there's things we can do while we're not on the back. And for example, stopping can come down to a lot of things. It can come down to pain, it can come down to saddle fit, it can come down to rider putting themselves in the wrong position. One of the easiest ways to do it is to go to a coach and talk to them about it, get them to see the horse and do that, a lot of coaches will be able to tell you whether this horse is not enjoying jumping, whether it's you doing something, or whether it might be pain related. If you are a coach with a student and you're going through this and they're nervous on this horse because this horse is an issue, you want to just run down that list of all the issues. Number one, is it rider? So I have a whole bunch of school horses. They all jump. Well, all the ones that do jump all have their things. So I have one that's pretty straightforward, just slow. I have one that likes veering off. She likes veering off a lot. And that is her attitude in life. It's, if I don't have to do it, I won't. And I know that. So I know her biggest issue with the jumping is just the fact that if she's not made to do it, she won't do it. And when she gets into the jumping, she's pretty good. She is the type of horse that really doesn't want to do work unless she has to. And it's a slow progression of the fact that there's something she loves doing. And so we do those. So that when we do the stuff that's a little bit not so fun for her, like arena work and stuff, that she's got enough balance in her lifestyle that it starts, her whole mood starts changing. And it's a slow progression. She is slowly, slowly getting better, but it's also schooling. It's also her knowing that she can't get away with that. And same thing with children. If they know that they don't have to do any of the chores or any jobs and have no responsibilities, then they're not going to do it. But if they're told, hey, this is your responsibility, this is what you got to do, from the get-go, and they know that, a lot of people learn to like those sorts of stuff. They learn that, oh, actually, I don't mind doing the dishes, because when I do the dishes, I might get a say on what dinner is. Or when I do the dishes, I get pocket money, blah, 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 blah. When horses learn, oh, hey, when I do this, I get packed after and we have a walk and it's really nice and easy, that's cool. But when they're a lesson pony and they have kids on them, they learn, oh, I don't have to do this because actually they turn and walk away and then they ask me to do it again and I say no and then they turn and walk away and they ask me to do it again and I say no and they turn and walk away and nothing happens. And I'm not made to do it. And when I say made to do it, I'm not talking about beating them. I'm talking about giving them not the option to go out and saying, hey, this is what we're doing. If I ride this horse, I don't have an issue. I know it's not pain, I know it's not any of that, and it's not because I'm beating her into it, I'm just saying, hey, going out isn't really an option, and keep her straight, and she goes, oh, okay, fine. That's a long story about one of our horses, but we have another horse, if you lean forward or set them up wrong, they're gonna stop. And the reason I know that is because I had to hop on this horse, and I was like, okay, what is going on with this horse? I could already see what my riders were doing, but most horses are pretty forgiving. He just wasn't. So I was jumping him, and I realized that he actually really liked jumping. He was enjoying it, but he got all the confidence from his rider. And so when I started working with my riders like that, the improvement was immense. And so I had already kind of known what was happening, but after hopping on and confirming it, it made it a heap better. So coaches, hop on your students' horses, see what's going on. Usually it's pretty obvious if it's a pain thing. I had a horse that liked to stop all the time because she was overjumped when she was younger. We found out she was broken in at 3 and jumped because they thought she was 4 and 5 when she was actually a year or two younger than they thought. And basically, confidence-wise, if it's caused by a horse, go to a coach and figure out what the underlying issue is that is going on with this jumping to cause this issue and help get rid of the issue. When I say get rid of the issue, doesn't get rid of it completely. These horses that I have are still going to go out if their rider's not going to steer them properly. These horses are still going to stop if their rider's legs aren't on and they're not giving them the confidence. It won't disappear, but if you know what it is, you can work with it. It's very hard to have the confidence to work with it if you have no idea what you're doing to fix it. if your confidence is coming from the horse and you're really, really struggling, see if you can get lessons on another horse to build that confidence and take it back to that horse. And get lessons on both of them. Get lessons on, maybe it's a school horse, maybe it's someone, your coach's horse, and get lessons on your horse and see what the differences are. What's going on that makes jumping on your horse so much harder. Confidence issues are really hard to deal with and they're stressful, and I don't think they should be put down because it's really hard to push through them, but it is possible. And especially when it comes to jumping, doing the exercise where you jump a decent amount, just one jump, a few rides a week, and keep it low, keep it simple, just the one jump. You don't want to be jumping a course of jumps multiple times a week. And when you do a jumping day where you actually are jumping, you don't have to plan it beforehand, but if planning just as you out, prepare yourself up for it. So don't plan yet, but in a few weeks time, slowly adjust the fact that you might plan a little bit. You might go, okay, either today or sometime this weekend I'm gonna have a jump ride. You're not planning a natural day for it, but you're saying sometime this weekend or sometime this week I'm going to have a natural jump ride. The other thing before I finish off is that there are a lot of reasons people have confidence issues. Just because one person's having confidence issues and so is another person doesn't make them equal. I have people who have confidence issues and they're all very different. They all react very different to it, and there's different ways of helping them through it. For some people, being pushed is the right path, but for a lot of people it's working with it. Make sure you have a coach that is right for you, that doesn't make you feel not good enough and doesn't make you feel frightened of them as well. But believe in yourself and your horse. You have to believe in yourself that it is possible, and in your horse that they have trust. If you don't trust your horse ain't going to trust you. It goes both ways. That is me for today. Hopefully that was some sort of helpful and interesting. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.